Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, give me my brother's ball back!
Hey, come
on, man.
I said, give me my brother's ball back.
Before what? What's your fat ass gonna do?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome once again to the Tiebreaker Radio Show. Back in the building, man. One more time. Another good week. A couple of days in sports. Got a lot of things to discuss. First off, shout outs to Ken Griffey Jr., one of the greatest baseball players of all time, one of my favorites. I know baseball is something we don't talk about much, but him, Mike Piazza, and a couple other guys just got put into the Hall of Fame. So just want to give shouts out to him. Let me get the fellas on the line. My man, Mr. 330, Ryan, 5975, your line is open, homie.
Man, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my boy Ken Griffey, man. I swear, ever since I put on a baseball jersey, that was my dude. That's what I looked up to. I wanted to swing like I wanted to run like I wanted to do everything like that, man. It was crazy. They say he was only, like, 3 votes shy of being the first person ever to be a unanimous. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just shows. Like,
and them three
to
people
be a,
who,
to be,
who
to,
are
to, right, and to be a black man, like, this not even mm-hmm. our sport. We, you know what I'm saying, to come into what it came into, like, I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, racial, but seriously, though, that's big. That's huge. Even if he didn't get the unanimous to be 3 votes away, it probably was some, you know what I'm saying, some people, like, but yeah, at the end of the day, that's still an accomplishment, man. That really is, and you know what I'm saying? This is my last show, you know what I'm saying? Just due to some work constraints and everything, I definitely want to put on a good show and want to thank everybody for listening and having a good time, man. We're going to have a great show today.
ASAP, man. Let's get Tay on the line, man. Certainly. 6541, what's up?
What up, fellas? Yeah, man. Tay here, yeah, dang, man, I didn't even get the memo on that, man. That's what's up, man.
I just looked that up, man. It just popped up on my ESPN. I was like, oh, shoot, man, okay.
Dang,
yeah, that is right.
That's what's up, though, like, real talk. Like, I mean, dang, and I just looked up my app, and here we go, first thing on here. Dang, that's what's up, though. That's real good to hear, for real. I mean, you know, I almost hate to say this, you know, the way I'm about to say this, but, like, baseball wasn't really my sport, but when I did look at baseball, you know, at the time that I started looking at baseball, he was the first, like, black baseball player that, you know, I really, like, looked up to. Like, you know, no offense, you know, to the greats, you know, in the past, you know, but I wasn't into baseball like that. So, you know, when I first mm-hmm. got into baseball, really, you know, it was Ken Griffey Jr., you know, and wanted to be like Ken Griffey Jr. And, like, you know, we even had a couple shows way back in the past where, you know, you said, like, yeah, you look up and you see that person playing that sport and you think, like, oh, man, that can be me. So,
right.
Shout out to Ken Griffey
right.
Jr., man. Real talk, man. That's what's up.
Well said, my man. Well said. So, 13-time All-Star, 10-time Golden Glove winner.
Man,
1,836 runs with 630 home runs. He was also the American League MVP in 1997, one of the last ones. I don't know, man. It's not just that he's, you know what I'm saying, the black great baseball player. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time, period. So,
period.
Yeah, once again, shouts out to him. I think we got Mike on the line. MH, what's up? 6011.
Hello, it's Mr. Clutch to you, Pokemon Master number one.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. And also Sportscaster.
What happened? Mike?
I'm here.
Did he get cut off? Oh, okay.
No, I'm here.
Where you at?
I'm outside. Doing what I do best.
He catching Pokemon right now.
Man, I'm here catching Pokemon.
He catching Pokemon.
Shouts out to the creator of Pokemon, and shouts out to everybody in middle school and elementary school that used to call me lame for trading Pokemon cards and now out here running around chasing Pokemon on their phone as a grown people.
So can't get $20 anyway. For a holographic right now, but
I got $20 for a holographic way back in 2001.
Yeah, I used to do that too. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. Yeah, I used to sell them.
I didn't even buy them. I used to somebody sell them to me for lunch money, and then I sell them to somebody else for $30.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm not gonna bring up my past as to how I got Pokemon cards. We just gonna move on.
Stole them.
My best man stole my Pokemon card.
Stole them.
Man, I'm not. No comment. Anyway, speaking of criminal activity, let's start off with my
wow.
man Le'Veon Bell.
What a transition.
NFL. Yeah, right. Steelers star running back, Le'Veon Bell. You know, the guy who's basically, when he's there, he's like thunder. Boom. He's, you know, one of the best backs in the NFL, tall, about 6 foot, all-purpose backs. He brings another dimension to the Steelers. But he's been sidelined by two things, injuries and missing drug tests. The latest. They said the suspension that he's going to get is a 4-game suspension for missed drug tests, not a failed one, the sources say. Appeal process is still ongoing, and it's still no, the NFL hasn't said anything about it. But, you know, the penalty is looking, and there, you know, what this is what it's based on his past. So, I mean, I don't know. What do y'all think about this? It's not that, again, it's not that he actually took a drug test and failed it. They said he missed drug tests. You know, you got Charles Barkley out here calling him an idiot and everything. What's y'all feelings on it? Let's start with Tate.
Man, I should have known it was going to be me first.
I can't help but only look at what aspect of this, man. That's my fantasy football, man. Last year, I picked him up, and I was hurt for the first 4 games of the season, man. I mean, that's all I can really think of when I think of this situation, man. But, I mean, if you want to take the fantasy football aspect out of it, you want to look at it for what it is. He missed the test. You know, it begs the question, why did you miss the test? Did you know that you was going to fail the test? You know, that's the only type of crazy thing that pops in my head. But, I mean, it really is what it is. You know, you missed the test. You got to pay the fine, brother. Like, and I mean, you can't really sit here and say, oh, man, he was doing drugs again because, I mean, that evidence really isn't there because he missed the test. So, I mean, take your punishment. That's another 4 games that you're going to be out. But it's not like that's truly going to hurt the team because, obviously, D'Angelo Williams is about to, you know, fouling his youth. You know, and he's still out there killing it, man, where he could be a starter on another team, honestly. So it's not going to hurt, man. They're going to have to put him in. He's going to crush it for them first 4 games. Then Le'Veon Bell going to come out, and it's going to really be a repeat of what happened last season, hopefully without the injury.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Ryan, man, what's your take on this?
I mean, honestly, I look at it like, okay, yeah, you missed it. I'm not going to speculate and say that you are doing drugs because actually I've been through the similar situation where I was trying to get a job and I missed the drug test, but it was on time. It was like you had to be there through a certain time and I missed it. So, I mean, I've never smoked weed, so, I mean, that's neither here nor there. But so I won't just sit up here and say that he was doing drugs, whatever the case may be. But I feel like with his previous experiences, he should have made sure he was on top of everything that he needed to be on top of. And, I mean, it's going to kind of give him a bad image. I mean, 4 games, like Tay was saying, they'll still be cool. I mean, they division, they still go win regardless. I mean, the Browns not doing nothing. Bengals, they always choke. You know what I'm saying? It's really not going to be a problem, but it's probably going to be more so about seeding for them. But as far as him as an individual, like he's going to have to do something because this is starting to become a repeated offense, and that's not really going to look good for him. I don't want to see him hurt his – like he already hurt his money because he's going to lose money, but like when it comes to contracts and stuff like that, I feel like he's going to get shaded because of his background.
True indeed, you are in the spotlight. You know that. Michael Fuse, Le'Veon's missed drug test.
I think he's an idiot, sort of. I mean, but like Mr. Tate said, you know, if you missed it, it kind of gives you the speculation, like, yeah, he wasn't going to pass it in the first place. And from what I heard, you know, there was the way it's set up. Once you're in the drug protocol, it's not like he just woke up like, oh, snaps, I missed my drug test. Even though, like, the way you're set up, like, the way, from what I was told, the way it's set up is, like, even when you're in the drug protocol, they know exactly where you at all times. So there's no way, like, you was on a plane and you missed your four-hour span where you had to turn in your, like, you know, your specimen or whatever, you had to turn it in to take the test. It's so, like, he can just blatantly missed it. Is the only way I could see it. And so with that being said, I think he was guilty. But, you know, he tried to just take the scapegoat. And it's not a good way to go out, too, especially with, like, if you've seen his story and what he had writing on it, it's not looking good. And then with his teammate doing the same thing, almost getting banned out of the league, I think that was, what, his second strike for Martellus Bryant. So it's not a good look for the Steelers or Le'Veon as a man.
I mean, one thing I want to add on to that, maybe, Suge, you might have a little bit more insight onto it, but it's like it almost sounds like, I don't know if it's the same program, and any of y'all can correct me, but like the thing with Josh Gordon, I mean, it sounds like he was better off just not taking the test.
Because
he got a year. And I mean, this is their four games, so it almost sounded like it was better for Josh Gordon not to even take a test.
And you know what? You bring up a good point, because I'm thinking that maybe, you know, after listening to what Mike said, it does make sense. He was on the NFL substance abuse program. He was suspended first two games in 2015 after being arrested for marijuana and having a DUI. So they subject to frequent testing, as Mike said already. So the only way he could have missed this is if he did it on purpose. He wasn't like, oh, he woke up and forgot it. So, you know, hearing that, and then what you just said, Ryan, yeah, it probably would have been in Josh Gordon's best interest to just miss the drug test instead of being tested, because now Le'Veon Bell looks like he's only going to miss four games and still be in the NFL instead of having a ban. Very, very interesting. Le'Veon Bell in three seasons rushed for 2,777 yards, 19 touchdowns, averaging 4.3 yards a carry. And he was first-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler in 2014. But to Tay's point, D'Angelo Williams, as the number one back, he rushed for almost 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns last year. So looks like the Steelers won't be too bad at running back without him. But, you know, you had to think that with him, Ben Roethlisberger, and what's his name, Antonio Brown, that's a hell of a trio. That would have been a hell of a trio right there. Any last comments before we move on?
No, not for me, no.
Okay. All right. Well, let's switch up the pace. Let's go from football to basketball then. We're talking about USA basketball. I know this has not been – that's all, ain't always a hot topic, but I think it really is. You know, it really wasn't – I don't think really people really pay attention to it a lot until 2004 when we get a bronze medal. And then we realize that, hey, you know, they call that an embarrassment. When really we won a medal. It's always high expectations for Team USA. Lots been said about this team, you know, not having the superstars and whatnot. Last night they just played, or was it the other day, they just beat Argentina pretty handy by 30-something odd points. So it looked like more of the same. What y'all thoughts on the new look Team USA? We'll start with Mike.
I really honestly haven't watched it, just from the little ESPN notifications I get. You know, I just assume that, you know, the USA basketball team, I just kind of have, like you were saying, from the 2004, 2008, 2012 team, I kind of look at it like, even though it ain't LeBron and Kobe and Wade and Carmelo's still there, but, well, all the important names is gone. But so, like, even though they not there, I still look at it like it's USA basketball, and it's against the world, and the best players in the world play for USA. You know, even though, you know, you got foreign teams, you got foreign players playing for their teams, but your team is not, like, all USA candidates. So I kind of, like, I ain't been watching it, but the way I've been looking at it was, like, regardless, it's still a NBA superstar team of superstars and all-stars. So I wasn't
worried. Do you
think
it's relevant still?
I mean, I think it's relevant, but I don't think it's, like, it's not front page news anymore. So it's like, yeah, it's just the USA. Like, you just look, like, from now when I hear USA, I'm thinking, like, oh, they in Rio. I mean, what do you mean as far as the players?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm asking,
USA,
I guess.
Basketball.
As you're saying, yeah, as far as USA basketball, you're saying it's not as relevant because the names, the big names ain't there. Like,
I mean,
the LeBrons.
I mean, I think you could say that too, but then I didn't watch it not last year, but the last Olympics either. I really didn't watch it. I think it has a lot to do with the time and also with the, just like when you talk about Rio, like you said, Olympics is in Rio.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't really looking at basketball right now. You're looking at, like, oh, what's going on in Rio? They just found the body here, and they right next to the volleyball field type of thing. They got diseases and no fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
True.
I guess it's still relevant, but it's not top priority when you hear the Olympics or USA basketball type of thing.
Sure, indeed. Good point on that Rio part. Ryan, what's your thoughts? USA basketball, is it still relevant? Do they still have the same expectations? Is it?
I mean, I feel like, and then another point, they just smashed China. Like, it wasn't like that right there. That kind of lets me know, like, people really not following it. Because, I mean, they really just smashed China. Like, they, like, doubled their score. But, I mean, it's relevant to the fact that, like, it's your country. But, like, I mean, I don't think that – I think if anything, it'll just be more so of a shock if the USA doesn't win. And I really don't see anybody coming close. I really feel like the USA, back when they had got the bronze, like, they didn't take it serious. They said, oh, we in a – you know, we the best in the NBA. So they didn't take it kind of serious. Like, now it's more so like of a pride thing. But I don't think the fans really are behind it, like, as far as – oh, let's watch this, let's watch that. I mean, they're not really concerned about it. They probably watch it when it gets to, like, they go win the gold medal, but they're not following them through the whole stretch. I really don't think it's that relevant to that extent, to where you watching every single game, like how it is compared to other sports and other events that happens in the Olympics.
True indeed. Tay, your thoughts on the USA basketball team. They do got a big name in Durant and Carmelo Anthony there, so, you know, it's not as if they lack
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. I hear the disrespect in y'all voice, man. Respect that man's name, Carmelo Anthony, man.
Yeah, I
No, but honestly, man, I'm trying. It's kind of sad, man. Like, I love the USA basketball on the whole idea of it, because it's really just one big super team against the world. But with that being said, I find myself kind of forcing myself to watch these games, or not even watch these games because I haven't watched any of them, but, you know, check up on, you know, what's the stats, what's the score, you know. And I feel like the only reason I'm forcing myself is because, like, yeah, like Mike said, you know, some of those bigger names like LeBron James, you know, like Kobe Bryant, you know, they aren't playing this year. Yeah, you got Kevin Durant. Yeah, you got, you know, Melo. Yeah, you got Kyrie Irving. You know, yeah, you got, you know, some big names, but like that top tier LeBron James, you know, if he was playing, like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I probably would be like trying my best to watch these games as they're playing. But honestly, like, I'm forcing myself right now to really just keep up with it in the first place. But like Ryan said, yeah, I just thought they, like, smash China and then literally double their score, which was pathetic on China's part and quite embarrassing. Why are you even playing? Your whole country should
well,
be
yeah,
banned
I mean,
right now. But yeah, apparently.
Stefan Marbury.
Right. And then even looking at the fact that, you know, DeAndre Jordan's over there dunking on dudes and blocking shots and Kyrie Irving over there crossing dudes, like, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, as far as the games right now, like, I'm probably going to be forcing myself to watch it. You can keep up with the beginning of this. And as it gets, you know, closer to the end, I'll probably, like, have more of an interest in finding out, you know, what's going on and trying to actually watch it. But, yeah, quick side note, this dude DeAndre Drummond just got posterized by a software engineer. I was going to put that out there. Yeah,
right.
I'm watching the video right now. He got dunked on.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah,
I put it in the chat. This is ridiculous. He got dunked on twice tonight.
Wow. Terrible. Anyway, I kind of have to agree with Tay, man. It's not got that USA basketball doesn't have the luster I guess it once had. The only real time I really watched it was in the 2008 one, the so-called Redeem team, because so much was made about the star power that was there. That was Kobe's first Olympics. That was LeBron's second Olympics, you know, after winning the gold, losing the gold medal. They basically had all of the best of the NBA, period, flat out. You know, there was no stone left unturned, and they were blowing people out the same way. It was just that the stars were there. So I think ultimately that has to do with it as to why they lost their luster. But, yeah, we expected to dominate. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't we dominate? I see the Argentina got Manu Ginobili and old players, but they got Andreas Nocioni starting. Did anybody remember Andreas Nocioni? Anybody?
Yeah, he used to play for the Bulls.
Bulls, right. But why is he starting in 2016 for any team, much less the national team? Exactly.
We got
players that was like seven, like Kevin Durant and them, when he was really playing stuff. So, I mean,
from what I heard,
the best players.
From what I heard, when they put in that dude in Manu Ginobili, they came back to tie. Like,
oh, yeah,
like when that third quarter was like the best game. But when they put in the young cats, like, they got blew out again. So,
well, Manu and Andres Nocioni can't go the whole way no more. They can't. Yeah.
Right.
They're going to need a little more than that. Switching gears a little bit, we're going to stay on the same sport. Different subject, though. The NBA All-Star Game next year in 2017. This is a really, really touchy and big topic. 2016-17 All-Star Game was scheduled to be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Hornets Arena, Time Warner Cable Arena, and North Carolina Jordan's team. The All-Star Game was changed. They haven't set a date or rather a replacement stadium for them. All-Star Game, but they ruled out Charlotte because of the HB2 bill, and that is basically telling people that transgender individuals or individuals who are LGBT have to go to their assigned sex bathrooms. It dismisses that, you know, unisex bathroom thing, and even Ryan can touch on, you know, how it is maybe with the bars and the events, or I guess the vendors down there towards transgender people. Pause.
Right.
Definitely. But, you know, in long story short, you know, this is something that was being pressured not only by some of the NBA fans, but by people who were supporting the NBA companies. I hear the president of the Warriors even got really involved in lobbying to get Commissioner Adam Silver to move the All-Star Game. So they haven't set, you know, I think Toronto, even Cleveland has been picked to be the replacement for the All-Star Game, which would be wonderful. I know everybody on this chat would love that. So what do y'all think, y'all thoughts and opinions on, you know, the All-Star Game being moved? We'll start with you, Ryan.
Well, one of the things that I was doing some research on, and I don't think they really made it real public, was my dude and my cousin that lives down there in North Carolina. They were telling me, like, the discrimination against those people is, like, it's really crazy down there. They said, like, if you gay, like, lesbian, whatever case may be, like, they can really refuse you a service. So I don't think that the NBA was really looking forward to that. You know, saying people come from all across the country. And how can you determine that? I mean, yeah, you can look at somebody and be like, okay, you think that they are, but you don't really know that they are. At the end of the day, you don't know. And that's how it was. It was like he was telling me, my cousin told me the same thing, like they'll go out and they'll see people get turned down some places because they look like they're gay. And, I mean, the NBA doesn't want that image. I've seen a couple little things. At first they were saying Orlando was the leader. And then I think that it would have been good for Orlando because of the whole little shooting thing. But at the same time, I think the NBA is scared because they don't want nothing to happen again like that. If you have one instance where somebody was a hate crime, like I think that's what really dropped Orlando, for real. If Orlando wouldn't have had that incident, because Orlando, right when that North Carolina thing happened, they said that they was the front runner. But now it's New Orleans and New York and Chicago. I'm not really a fan of the All-Star game being in a colder city. I mean it would be nice to Cleveland. I went when I was a kid when it was there, but I'm not really a real fan of it because you can't really do the outdoor activities. New Orleans will be nice. It's Mardi Gras. See a couple girls get their tops taken off. I mean, but that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'd like to see how it turns out. But it's a lot. It's a lot that's going into this whole decision, honestly. That's how I feel.
We got 3 minutes left live here, man. 3 minutes left live. 15 minutes. We're gonna keep on going into chat till we done speaking here. Mike, HB2 Bill, North Carolina, man. All Star game being moved. What's your thoughts on this whole situation?
I'd rather not say, but keep it politically correct. I think it was kind of a big move by the NBA that wasn't needed. I know they were trying to make a political stand, but I feel like it really wasn't needed to. The bill was going to get passed. It was going to get passed. The vote was 82 to 27. So it was like the vote was going to get passed either way, as far as for that bill, where that goes. So I don't think the NBA should take the – I feel like they're trying to be like Goodell in the NFL, far as like you're going to make yourself a name, a god through the business that you can control, not only the sport but the government. Well, not the government, but the laws around the neighborhoods or whatever that your team is at. I think it was a reach on my end, and I heard something somebody was saying yesterday, far as like, why would you make a stand for this, and then you didn't make a. But you send your players over to China to play with the one dude, their dictator that they got over there, but you still support that, but you don't support North Carolina and their bill. So
that is a little bit of a conflict of interest. I understand what you're saying from that point of view. And even them going to Rio with everything that's going on down there, that's, you know, that could be another point. Tay, what's your thoughts on HB2 bill causing the All-Star game being pulled from Charlotte, North Carolina?
Trying to stay politically correct and not turn it into too much of a politics thing, but I completely understand the mindset of, you know, the NBA. You know, Brian brought up great points about, obviously, you know, you go in there, you think about your people, your fans who try to come out here, you know, not be being refused service, and then, you know, being going to Orlando, you know, it'd be a good thing to go because of what happened, but then it'd be a bad thing to go because of what happened. You know, but I will say this about, you know, the whole refusing a service. I thought that was, you know, a crazy, like, thing to even hear when Ryan first brought that up, you know, a couple of days ago when he said that, you know, he got friends, you know, who have said that they've seen that. Being there and going to bars, you know, obviously people get refused service. And I thought to myself, like, yo, that's kind of crazy that, you know, people get refused service for that. But then, you know, I talked to my wife because my wife is obviously from South Carolina, and I asked her if she's seen things like that before. And she said, yeah, you know, she's definitely seen things like that before. She's heard things like that before. But because they're more of private businesses, you know, basically they can refuse service to anybody, which makes sense. Like, okay, I own this place to anybody. And because I think it's your day, I'm going to refuse service to you. But, I mean, I feel like I said, I can understand what the NBA's mindset is with it. You know, do I agree with it? Honestly, I don't know at this point, you know. But it sucks for the city. I feel like that. It sucks for the city because the city was preparing to, you know, obviously for the game. But now that, you know, they didn't waste it all. Not even say wasted the money, but they kind of did waste that money, you know, on preparing their city for this event. And then now it's not going to happen.
Really good
Very
point.
True.
We're going off the live, you know what I'm saying, moving on to all of our listeners, 646 877-221-9573. You can join us every Sunday at 11 p.m. My thoughts on this the All-Star game being moved. I really want to follow and Tate and Mike's footsteps and, you know, try to be politically correct. I'm afraid I might say something that, you know, might offend someone, and I don't. Everyone has the right to their own opinion. I think as a country, you know, when we're talking about businesses, interacting with businesses, you do have to think of your, you know, your consumers. And the NBA is a broad consumer base. A lot of people mm-hmm. here in the United States of America, from all ages, all types of life choices, genders, you know, sizes, races, you know, and ages. It's not as much, you know, American as the NFL. It's global too, and it goes into different, you know, homes. And I think that's part of what the NBA wanted to do in the first place with creating the WNBA. The D-League, taking teams to Canada. They wanted to broaden the market. I think this is just another part and a piece of that. It's not that I think the NBA or Adam Silver wants to be, you know, moved by things like that. I think they would rather be outside of the politics and hoping that, you know, they've been saying for a while, it took them a long time for them to come to this decision because they've been being pressured for a while. As a matter of fact, like I said, the guy from the president of the Warriors was petitioning and lobbying for it. I think ultimately, to agree to Tay's point and as well as Ryan's point, I think it really had to do with the vendors, with people like merchandise. You got people coming from all over the place, all over the world, to celebrate, to enjoy your product. And your host city may refuse business to some of your, you know, your fan, you know, the people who buy your product, the people who buy your jerseys. And it's just a bad look. It's bad for business. It's bad for PR. It's bad for politics. It's bad. So I think it kind of just forced their hand. Now, is this right? I can't really say. I'd say this on a personal level, and I might be putting myself out there. I have two young girls. I don't think it's right, no matter what your life choices is, no matter what you decide to do. I don't want a grown man walking into the bathroom with my, you know, saying young girls. You know, that's just period. I would feel uncomfortable about it. I don't think that that's a right that people should have, regardless of your life choices. And that's what I'll say as a father and everything. Just because you identify mm-hmm. yourself, I think that that doesn't make a difference. That's not discrimination. I think that's just going a little bit overboard. The North Carolina has made a stance, and I don't know the people that made this bill. I don't know what their viewpoints are. I don't know how deep their, you know, lines are drawn when it comes to things of this nature. I'm one that can sit and have a conversation with somebody who is, you know, whatever. You know, I can accept you as you are. I still have my moral code as a man and things that I will not accept in my own life, you know what I'm saying, and how I deal with my family. But I do understand it from a business point of view, you know what I'm saying, as far as the National Basketball Association. Though my personal belief is, you know, get over it. You know, you got to pee in the bathroom because you was born with a penis. Just go to the bathroom. How long are you going to spend in the public bathroom? Is this really something that we should be, you know, upset about? Now, as far as the vendors mm-hmm. refusing service, that's a lot overboard, you know, because to me, money is green. I don't care where you got it from. I ain't about to eat it. It's going to spend the same. So, you know, no matter if you're, you know, gay, transgender, white, black, yellow, green, you know, if you come to spend money in my place, you know, I can accept it. At the same time, I do understand what Tay said. I can refuse service to anybody. Any, you know, last final thoughts on this or anything? Anybody else?
I'm
going to
say this, man.
I wanted to
you know, really remain, like I said, politically correct, man. I didn't really want to go into that, man, but I just want to touch on one thing that you said, Shug, man. That was about, you know, I got a daughter, obviously, myself. You know, Mike, you got a daughter, you know, and I don't know how you feel about it, Mike, but, you know, like, yeah, man, that bothers me to think that my daughter could be going to, you know, use the bathroom and some grown man could walk in his bathroom because he identifies himself with, you know, a female,
or I don't
mean
to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but just put this in your head. What if he's just using that What if he
that was exactly my point.
To, you know what I'm saying,
That's exactly my point. Who are we to say whether or not this man really, what he identifies himself with? He could be a full-blown male, never wants to be anything other than a male, and is still a male, but wants to walk into a women's bathroom and tell somebody, hey, I identify myself with female, so I'm going to use the bathroom. You can't stop me. And then does something crazy in that bathroom with somebody's daughter. What then?
Or even just harass
like,
them. Yes.
Right. You know, so, like, that's just where I just laid. That's where my mind went with the whole situation, man. Like, it's so many ways I can see this going wrong for young kids, man. Like, if you was born with it, man, take yourself to the bathroom, go use the stall, and just sit down and, you know, do what you got to do, man. Like, I think that's
what a lot of it had to deal with the North Carolina things, that they recognize a lot of the stuff that people, I think North Carolina, honestly, they recognize a lot of stuff that other places are scared to really speak up on. Because, like, yeah, you may, like, it's, I think they have flaws in certain stuff that they do. Like how Sugar was saying, oh, you refuse service. But they have a lot of right things that they're doing. Like, you can't just have a grown man in there with little women, like little girls, you know what I'm saying, using a restroom. Like, that's out of pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like how Sugar was saying, refusing service. But to me, that kind of bring it back to, like, racism, like when they refuse black people's service. I mean, at the end of the day, you can tell somebody you don't want them to, it's your business. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, to me, the whole NBA thing, if you want to refuse somebody with service, that's just going to be you losing out on money. This next spot, they might not refuse them. They just going to be making the money. You know what I'm saying? If anything, so. Like, I mean, it's kind of up in the air when it comes to that. That's how I feel about it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They can refuse service, but every spot not going to refuse service. And, yeah, you might be like, oh, yeah, I can't get into this spot. Well, like, just speak your voice. That spot didn't let you in, but this other spot did. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't think it, I think that Charlotte should have really kept it for real. Honestly, that's just my opinion. I don't think they should have moved it from there.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of what y'all are saying. I was waiting until y'all got off. Well, you know, until we officially was offline, I wasn't going to bring it up. But like you were saying, you know, I do got a five-year-old, and if it's just me and her, I take her to the men's bathroom. But, you know, I check and make sure nobody in there. But if you having this as a rule where a man can walk into a girl's bathroom and she in there by herself, then that's a long conversation I have to have with my daughter. That I don't think she's ready to have that conversation about with yet. And I understand that's the world we're living in, but like you were saying, that's just a conversation and a situation I don't want to put my daughter in while I'm waiting outside the door type of thing. You know what I mean? And then just honest, I do understand as far as like the business side, like you said, money's green. But Ryan was saying, if this business won't take you, that don't mean a bar next door won't let you in to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is like just an overreach for like the LGBT to have power. And like, I mean, they're using it. I mean, it is, they say it's segregation, but it's not, they're not a race. So it's not, they can't be, they're trying to use it as like they're a race and they were born like that, but it's just how you feel mentally. It's not a race. So like, you know what I mean? They got power right now because they just got power, so they're controlling a lot of stuff that can, like, they go on as far as their organization. But, you know, I commend North Carolina for real.
But let me throw this out there though, because I completely agree with you. They are not a race, so it's not a racial thing, you know. But obviously, it is some type of similarities to being refused service because of something different about you. And I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, it is right or wrong. You know, I feel like this, man. I'll even say, like, me being a Christian, I'm not going to treat you differently because you may be gay. But that does not mean that I agree with your decisions and your life decisions. Now, if you go to a bar and your bar says, I don't want to serve you because I think that you're gay. Or, hey, even if you come to the bar and you say, I'm gay,
And the bartender, all right, well, you gay. I'm not serving you. Yes, I would hate for somebody to get treated that way because they are gay. But at the same time, it's a tough situation, man. But, I mean, in the money aspect, the business aspect of the side, if you really want to go to the NBA with it, you know, the NBA, honestly, man, could have turned around. And if anybody would have had some type of backlash after the All-Star game and been like, hey, well, you know, we don't like that you went to this city because this city doesn't serve gay people, or these certain places in this city that don't serve gay people. The NBA could have said, well, you know, we don't control, you know, what that city wants to do with who they want to serve. This is the city that we chose to go to because of this and that, you know. And, but, you know, because of the LGBT community has such a powerful voice at this point in time, that's why, you know, they decided to just go ahead and, all right, we're going to stick with, we're not going to do this city because we don't want to offend the LGBT, you know, community or whatnot. So I agree with a lot of what y'all saying.
Okay, let me throw some points out there. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, who was responsible for bringing the man along who created the bill, he said American families should be on notice that the selective corporate elite are imposing their political will on communities in which they do business, thus bypassing the democratic and legal process. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts says she was deeply disappointed in HBC because HB2 called the NBA to move February's games. Carmelo Anthony said, it's a big decision for the NBA to pull it away from Charlotte. I guess what we'll see will happen from here on now. I feel bad for Michael Jordan and for the NBA, too, as we players don't think it was going to get to this. It is very unfortunate. I'll have to say this, working for a hotel, I know how hotels work, and I'll just throw this out here because I was reading an article because we were talking about businesses. So I was reading an article that talked about tourism business. I knew that that was going to be a big thing. And there are approximately 33,000 rooms in the Charlotte region, and virtually all of them would have been sold out. They likely would have been able to charge a premium of up to 20% that weekend.
I got a quick question about that. Like, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I'm glad you brought this up. I'm going to try to squeeze in here real quick. But I wonder how many people already booked rooms.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's because, you know, a lot of people, I got people calling in tomorrow. They're booking in advance for next year, July 4th, 2017. They called on July 4th this year to buy a room for next year. That's how deep some of the things happen. I can only imagine an NBA fan who wanted to go to the All-Star game.
Because people for like New Year's, like my cousin, I live in New York, he be telling me about people just be, you know, trying to get rooms in advance. I just wonder, like, how many people already booked a room? Then what are they going to do? Like, can they call back and be like, well, I don't want this room no more because, you know, I was only booking it because the All-Star game was here, and not All-Star game not going to be there.
And I have to say this too, to Tay's point, because I agree with you on that, like being discriminated. It can be compared to some things that African Americans refuse. But I always like to tell people this right here. Ain't no taking this off. I can't stop being black. I can walk talking at that officer that spoke on Black Lives Matter. He's black. He's still a black man. You know, so at the end of the day, it's very hard to compare the two. And I don't think that you really should. You know, yes, they have been discriminated to a degree, but do they need things such as this quote-unquote bathroom law in place to be, you know, saying eradicated? No, I don't think it would give them any justice. It doesn't give them any freedom that they are deserved to or given to as humans, as born or God-given or whatever you believe in. It's not something that you deserve as a citizen of the United States. You do not deserve the right to walk into the bathroom of your choice because you choose a lifestyle. And at the end of the day, it is a lifestyle choice at this point. I want to end it. Anything else in talking? Hey, I did have something to say, though. I did see that.
Got a minute left.
I'm drunk on Twitter. Ooh,
yeah, that was crazy.
Man, on that Drew League. Man, you just need to sit down. Just got that big contract, too, man. You don't need no more embarrassments. Two times, too. Boy, I keep watching.
Well, man, I definitely want to leave the show off saying it was a pleasure working with y'all and having this show. I wish y'all the best and everything. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going.
Hey, we're looking to try to move some times around, man. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Until next time, y'all, though, peace out. You know, thanks for tuning in to the Tiebreaker Radio Show. Well, love.
Love.